Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Able to block him, Mike, and move him in a way that we get our running game going like we did last week. That is a concern, I'm telling you right now. Now, maybe the Falcons aren't as concerned, but when he's healthy, he is just a run-stopping machine. And so for everything you saw last week, Minnesota has nothing like him on their defensive line, Mike, and we saw that as we were pushing guys out of the way.
So moving up there to Carolina this weekend, should be a lot of Falcon fans. We've talked about the centers out. Cade May, the old Georgia Bulldog, then Vol, he'll be probably playing center. Their guard is out. Both guys are on the IR. That's big.
It is.
I mean, we talked about all offseason, or at least as soon as about that last 4 or 5 weeks after we learned about Caleb McGarry not being able to go, and we were guessing until we find out he's done for the season. That's huge for protecting Bryce Young. So I feel I don't want to get off ahead of my skis on this one, but I'm feeling pretty good about our chances. And as you said, Jesse Bates, a lot of those guys want some payback for the way they really humiliated us at the end of the season.
Well, look, tomorrow when those guys get in, and I don't know if they'll do this. Ra, you might. I'm showing them the film from last year. I'm showing them that last game.
Right.
We had a chance to get in the playoffs. Forget about the quarterback situation. Penix played. Guys, go back and look at Michael Penix's number. Penix played well in that game against Carolina. It was the
300 yards, couple of scores, enough to win.
It was the defense that let us down. And so I'm showing them the film, Mike, like, y'all want to do this again on Sunday? Because this is what we got at home. I don't know if he'll do it, but that's motivation enough to say, all right, we got a little get back in us.
And you and I were talking about the receivers. We mentioned, is it Tetro McMillan was the
McMillan,
rookie.
Yes.
And that's the kid out of Arizona, the 8th overall pick. And he had a pretty good day for himself. Also, it sounded like that guy in Cleveland. A pretty good day. But yeah, man, 6 for 100. And plucky little Hunter Renfro was about to pack it in. And Dabo said, you stay in the NFL. And little guy came up with 2 touchdowns last week. So those are still guys you have to account for. But we did talk about Xavier Leggett has been, ever since he's sort of become a pop culture phenomenon, his career's gone the other way on the field.
No doubt. Look, they are a team that is improved, but they're not that much improved. And that's the thing. When you look at the two other teams in our division, which is why this division gets no respect, this is why everybody's talking about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and us potentially, as they should, we're the two front runners. The Carolina Panthers right now 0-2 to start the season. When you look at last week, I mean, they scored 22 against the Cardinals and had a chance late. But, Mike, I just feel like they're not where we are as a team. When you talk about roster, and it's all going to come down to, again, defense potentially shutting these guys down offensively and put some extra pressure on Bryce Young. If you make him uncomfortable, he will throw it to you. So I feel really good. Like Tuesday, and it has nothing to do with Sunday night. I just look at their roster. I look at our roster. I look at where they are offensively. The thing for us is they could be looking at us, Mike, and Carolina and going, these dudes don't score in the red zone.
Right.
We don't have an issue to be – we don't have a reason to be worried.
Well, that's it. I mean, we got two touchdowns in 2 weeks. We'll ask Rod. I know Coach Rod's not going to – you know, he's not going to be alarmed about it, but what's up in the red zone? We've got all these weapons, okay? You when you go and you grab Michael Penix Jr., and we believe in him, and it's not him, but you got Bijan. You got Drake, and Drake's not 100%. But you went and spent all these resources in first overall picks to be an offensive juggernaut. And that's what's got to happen. I mean, Carl, we really feel we've nailed it on defense, especially when you see the guys from a year ago starting to step up, like Dorless, like Rook. But, man, the thing I'm not supposed to be worried about is red zone. That game should have been about 24-6 at halftime. Game over.
Yeah, they should have been done. The confidence should have been gone out of the window. And I don't care if they get the ball back to start the second half. I agree with you. It would have been deflating. Why you brought up Rook Aro-Oro? Let's hear Rook talk about a couple of things. One, all the sacks and why he feels like everybody was getting after it.
It feels electric. And as a competitor, when you see somebody get one, you like, dang, I got to get a piece of something before I leave here. You know, you don't want to leave here empty handed. And I feel like that's kind of what the mindset was. And we were just all feeding off each other. You know, one person got one and everybody's like, oh, I need to get one. And another person gets one. And then it's like, OK, I need to get one now. And then it just keeps rolling and rolling like that. So it was really good to see.
He ain't lying. And you get right. One, and you get one.
Come everybody. On, let's talk about sex.
Everybody was getting one. They were hunting.
We're hungry. Yes, and that's why we say, and guys, practice this and repeat after me up in Carolina. Here, kitty, kitty. By the way, guy in the text line says, I don't know, Mike, that seems like a terroristic threat to say I want to see Bryce Young's head brought home in a Bojangles box.
No, look, that's how we feel. Look, it is what it is. We want to tear this guy. We want to tear all these quarterbacks' heads
Finish
off.
Finish him.
That's right. Hey, by the way, did we not hurt J.J. McCarthy? Now, I don't want to see anybody hurt, but hey, we got after him.
But that's the kind of thing. When you've got that badass defense, that's the kind of stuff that Ray Lewis and the Ravens would do. That's the kind of stuff the
knock
Raiders in the day.
Out.
Steelers in their prime. That's what you want to be, man. So let's be that team. Then we start breaking out. Nike, get us some really good uniforms for crying out loud. And we can bring out some all-black stuff and bring back like the stuff from the mid-2000s. And then we'll have swag and attitude. We'll come up with a snappy nickname. It's up to us, by the way. We're going to come up with a cool nickname for this defense.
No. Look, if they keep playing as well as they are right now, Mike, it's not going to take long.
I mean, let's not. I mean, right off the top, but it's too corny. Young guns, but that's too corny.
Is it?
I mean, they're too corny for young guns?
You got a lot of young guns on this squad.
It reminds me of, you know, the movie.
Well, yeah. I mean, we're not out in Arizona, but you get the idea.
Yeah, I mean.
We got Billy Bowman, so we got Billy the Kid.
Look, this rookie class, it was a rookie takeover on Sunday night. It really was. You had both rookies get their first career interceptions and both rookies up front get their career first sacks.
Right.
That's a rookie takeover. Like, I'm with it. I don't care what. If they keep playing like this, Mike, we will find the right nickname.
Yeah.
404-726-0929. One more thing from Rook Aro-Oro. Talking about guys feeding off of each other. Listen, all of this stuff is positive. When you start talking about guys being hungry and happy for each other, and all of a sudden now I'm happy for your success, and Mike, that's that camaraderie thing that makes a really good defense. Not some guy being selfish because it's a payday and he needs to get his contract. Like, that's going to happen if your defense balls out regardless. Here's Rook.
I definitely do think they're contagious, especially when the young guy pops it off with the first one. You're like, okay, I got to go out there and get my name called. I feel like energy is contagious on teams throughout whatever phase it is. If you see somebody out there strapping it up, you want to go out there and strap it up. If you see somebody out there getting sacks, you want to go out there and get sacks. So I feel like energy is contagious.
Right on. And we've heard that in a lot of sports, right?
It is.
Everybody believes in it. And it's funny because, you know, a couple of years back when we had the Brotherhood, and it's corny when it's not working. But when it's working, it's popping. You know what I mean?
Remember when that dude from Boston, we were at the Super Bowl, and the guy goes, tell me about this gang, the Brotherhood. I was like, no. It's not a gang. It's not a gang.
Although I will say that offseason, I mean, to this day, there was nothing funnier. Then Dan Quinn went to Dimitrov at the Senior Bowl in Mobile. He's got the leather vest. No, he's got like the Sons of... Remember that day?
Oh, yeah.
He had the Sons of Anarchy vest that said the Brotherhood.
Brotherhood.
And we used to play the song from Sons of Anarchy. You know, running in this world. It's like, we're going to patch you into the Brotherhood.
Yeah.
I mean, that's maybe taken a little bit too far. You know? But your culture's your culture.
He believed in it. He had a vest with Brotherhood on it. I mean, that's total buy-in. Yeah, but no, I'm with you. These things do, the energy does matter, and I agree.
Yeah.
That's the song right there.
Right. That man, I love that show. We love that show.
That show was good, man.
You were Sons of Anarchy, man, Day Day?
So I started off with season one, but then I never picked it back up. Man. But it was good from what I was watching.
No, was the dude that was the former cop that was the Mayans leader? Remember we met him at the fight?
That's right.
What was that actor's name? We had him on the show.
But the Mayans was good, too.
Yeah,
I like that.
FX had so much quality for about 10 years back, man. Right on.
Hey, let Wise Guys Lights brighten your holidays this year, guys. It brings you the 2 o'clock hour. Coming up, we've got a lot more in store. We will talk about what else is going on around the NFL. I just told Mike the Bengals, for everybody's been saying, oh, call us.
Right.
Get our guy off a roster. They just signed a backup quarterback for Jake Browning, so that's probably out. But we will also talk about a couple of other injuries that are surfacing as we get ready for another week in the NFL because, boy, it feels like all of a sudden now you got a bunch of quarterbacks that are going to be ailing.
Right, and just for the record, you and I were talking about this yesterday for guys who missed it. I'm not expecting a team to go, hey, you know what? We're going to give you all the money that Kirk Cousins – no, not, a team is going to come and say, let's do a deal. Falcons will still be on the hook for the majority, Carl, the lion's share of that whatever's remaining on that contract. And I'm cool with that because we're paying for them one way or the other. I just want to know, can I leverage it for a really good day to pick?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, and if a team is over a barrel – And one thing for Kirk, we also at camp this year, Kirk looks lights out much better than he did last year, physically.
He does. He does. And if you're wondering, by the way, like, there's been no discussion. Guys are not – he's not doing anything that he shouldn't be doing. As a matter of fact, he's probably doing everything right that he needs to be doing.
Been good. And I know that, you know, you said it the way I said some of those things about Kirk, but I got my feels after the Super Bowl when he was basically denying.
Oh, yeah.
You know, first he denied he was hurt, and then it was,
You told him to screw off is what you did. yes, you did. You're on your deathbed, okay? You had tubes coming out of every part of your body.
I was in for a stent. I left home.
I remember.
Thanks a lot, Kirk.
I saw the picture that you posted.
No, and he wished me well, and I said, thanks, Kurt. I presumed he was going to be cut. I said, sorry, it didn't work out
Mike,
here.
Haven't you learned tone is everything? It's not what you said. It was screw off, Kurt. Sorry, it didn't work out. Could have been better.
You gave him the poop emoji.
I did not. I said, thanks so much, man. Really appreciate your reaching out.
That's not even how it came off.
But
that's
sorry,
not even how it sounded.
Sorry it didn't work out here,
no,
man.
No, it didn't even sound that way. That's not how it
sounded. Hey, I was like a friggin' fanboy a summer ago until I wasn't.
Let me ask you this. Did he ever respond to your response?
I don't believe so.
Because of the tone.
He gave y'all the evil eye at camp, right?
He did.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
Mike didn't see it. Mike was asking a question. Who were we talking to? Penix that day?
Yeah. Or any of the Falcon stars.
And he walked by, and he came out. There's a cafeteria right next door to where the media area is, where most of the guys and the coaches do the interviews. And we were outside. Right. And so we're talking to Mike is asking Michael Penix a question. And he snuck by us, and he had like a box of food. You know how you take your food to go? And I swear those eyes were lasers just staring through the both of us. And I'm like, I didn't say it. I didn't say it, Kurt. Yeah.
It's almost like anytime anything happens is Carl gets the heat.
I get the BS. I'm like, I didn't say it.
Like when I got in trouble years ago for social media. Got camera crews downstairs and Carl's like, no comment.
I didn't do this. What do you guys want from me?
Meanwhile, I'm on the beach in Destin.
Exactly right.
Sorry.
Yeah, nice vacation. Hey,
well, I mean, you know, when CBS tells you to take 3 days off, you take 3 days off.
Yeah, what a punishment. I don't even know if people know that story. Like, that was the punishment after all that hoopla. He's a misogynist pig. Take 3 days off.
Yeah, man. It's funny because my neighbor George, who lives in Midtown.
Day-Day, come on.
He's like, no, there's camera crews downstairs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Like, really? Wow. It was a very slow news cycle that week that I got in trouble.
Whatever.
Nothing going on.
Okay, you think it's a slow news cycle? Say something like that right now. Go ahead. Well, Clint Eastwood, make my day.
Go ahead and get my comment. My name Bennett, and I ain't in it.
That's it.
On today's pre-show, Mike won't be joining us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.